So let's review. Since we have been discussing issues relating to bathing, and at the end of the previous daf, the Gemara related a story where Reb Zeira was unsure of a practice of Reb Avo, the Gemara continues with another suffix that Reb Zeira had about Reb Avo's bathing practices. V'omer Reb Zeira, ano chazite l'Reb Avo, shenich yodav keneged ponav shalmata. Reb Zeira said that he noticed that Reb Avo would cover his private area when going to bathe, but he was unsure whether he actually touched his private parts. There are two reasons why such a practice would be questionable. First, it is usher to touch one's private area, even while urinating, and certainly while bathing. However, the Gemara explains that this isser does not apply in a situation where there is reason for fear, such as the fear of drowning, when one would not calmly dehir. Second, when one positions his hands in a way that blocks the makam amila, it appears as a denial of the special bris that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. The Gemara explains that this is a concern only on the way into the river, with one's back to others. However, Bavo covered himself up on the way out of the river when it is permitted for reasons of modesty. The Gemara proceeds with a second story related to issues of bathing. Reb Zeira hava komishtamit min Rabbi Yehuda. The boy lemesik lar di Yisrael. Reb Zeira had been avoiding Rabbi Yehuda before moving to Eretz Yisrael because Rabbi Yehuda held that it is usher to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael based on the pasuk Bavel Yuvo v'Sham Yigyu. Ultimately, Reb Zeira decided to go and hear just one teaching from Yehuda, and he happened to find Rabbi Yehuda in the bathhouse. After hearing the instructions of Rabbi Yehuda to his attendant, Reb Zeira said, "Il moli basti el lishmoy de bezedai. Had I come to hear only that statement, it would have been worthwhile." Because he learned three valuable lessons from Yehuda's behavior that day. First, he learned that it is mutter to speak about mundane things in Lashon HaKodesh in the bathhouse. Second, he learned that inhaling hot steam helps the body sweat out its own heat. Third, he learned that the therapeutic effect of bathing is best realized if a person also drinks some hot water. The third lesson about drinking hot water was also taught in the Braisa that contains five other lessons relating to bathing and eating habits. First, one should drink after eating to avoid stomach illness. Second, one should walk at least dalat amos, 4 cubits, after eating to avoid bad breath. Third, if one eats when he needs to relieve himself, it can cause excessive perspiration. Fourth, it is advisable to rinse off with cold water after bathing with hot water. Finally, in order to maximize the effect of a bath, it is advisable to anoint one's body with oil before the bath, according to Rashi, or after the bath, according to Tosfos. The next Mishnah discusses different hot water kelim and whether you can drink from them on Shabbos. Mulyar hagarf, shaysnim en b'Shabbos. A mulyar, which is a kli surrounded by coals in compartments in the walls, may be used on Shabbos as long as the coals were swept out. Antichi, afa pishagrufa ain't shaysnim en, and antichi may not be used even if it was swept out of its coals. There are two opinions as to what an antichi is. Rabba Amar Beikiri. The coals are in a side compartment similar to a mulyar. However, similar to a kira, it has thicker walls, and the coals cook in it all week, making it very hot. Due to its intense heat, it will continue to increase the heat of the water even after the removal of the coals, and is therefore forbidden. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak holds that the compartment for the coals is on the bottom of the antichi, like a double pot, which would not be quite as hot as Rabba's version of antichi, but still much hotter than a mulyar, as Rashi explains. Since that bottom compartment is enclosed, it retains much heat, which will also increase the heat of the water even after the removal of the coals. The next Mishnah discusses adding cold water to a hot pot, but the exact case of the Mishnah is debated in the Gemara. Rav Adam Amasna understands the Mishnah as follows. Hamechim shepinohu, a hot kettle whose contents have been completely emptied. Lo'id matoichi tzoinen b'shvil sheichamu. He may not put mayim mu'atim, a small amount of cold water, in it to heat it up, because that would constitute bishul, since the pot is a kli rishon, a primary vessel. Avol noisnu l'toichei k'dei lavshirin, but he may put mayim merubim, lots of water in it, to warm it up, and there is no concern of bishul in this case, since the water will not get hot due to its quantity. Now, although the cold water is mitzarif, it hardens the pot, which is a violation of makom patish, completing a kli. However, since that was not his intention, the result is a davar shein miskaven, and Reb Shimon says that it's mutter. Abaya understands the words Hamechim Shepinohu to mean a hot kettle that was removed from the fire with hot water in it, and only then does the Mishnah's distinction apply. He may not put mayim u'atam, a small amount of cold water, in it to heat it up, which that would constitute bishl, because the small amount of water he puts in now will get cooked by the hot water that's already in the pot. But he may put mayim merubim, lots of water in it to warm it up, and there is no concern of bishl because the larger amount of water will not get hot from the lesser amount of water in the pot. However, regarding an empty pot, he may not put water into it at all, a small amount because of bishl, and a large amount because it hardens it. And even though it's not his intention to harden it, Abaya holds like a Behuda that Dabashein Miskaven is asa. The Gemara adds that Rav makes a distinction in the level of Mayim Merubim, as Rashi explains. In order to be Mitzarif, it must be completely filled to the top, whereas Mayim Merubim, even less than completely filled, will not get hot, only warm. Therefore, according to Rav, the halacha regarding an empty pot is as follows. A small amount of water is asa because of bishl. A larger amount of water, but not to the top, is mutter, because it is neither mevashel nor mitzarif. Mayim merubim filled to the top is asur because of mitzarif, because Rav, like Abaya, holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dabashein Meskaven is asur. Shmuel, however, holds that even to the top is permissible, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that Dabashein Meskaven is mutter.